Ponderings over tea with Mary Phyllis
and Annalie.
Good morning, Annalie. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mary Phyllis. I'm doing fine.
Good. I'm looking forward to this today.
Yes, it's exciting.
Yeah.
We're going to speak about energies.
Yes.
That's a very interesting topic.
It is. It is so multifaceted.
Yes.
It's like we can look at a table, and physicists will tell you if you have a microscope and go deep enough, you'll see that all the molecules are moving.
Yes.
So that's energy.
Everything is energy.
Yes. Our bodies are energy. Our emotions, our mind, our spirit. Yeah. Everything is.
That makes me think, how is this, if we're pure energy, how are we connected to the universal energy? Or God's energy.
Yeah.
Are we sort of, yeah, we're part of it, right? It's very coherently sort of sewn into the weave of energy in the universe.
Yes.
We're true parts of the universe.
Yes.
Energetically.
There has to be a connection.
Yes.
Otherwise, we couldn't communicate with each other. We couldn't probably even have an idea of that there is something more.
Yeah, an awareness. We would not have an awareness.
Right. Right.
It's interesting. But you were saying that energy is like mental, emotional, and spiritual.
Yeah.
How does that, what's that, what does it look like? In energy-wise, I mean.
I don't
mental
know.
Mental energy, what is that?
I don't know. I just know that as you go up more towards spiritual, it becomes more and more subtle. It's almost like a newsprint. If you look at it deep enough, where it is the physical body is very tightly closed together and
right.
outward, like they're with sky or whatever, it is more spread out.
Right. It's not as dense.
Right.
As our, for example, if our bodies are dense energy, then we also consist of less dense energy.
Yes.
Which may be our mental or emotional, and the spiritual is even more subtle, right?
Yes.
So it's just various stage or levels of how dense the energy is.
Yes.
And it's all in one person's being.
Uh-huh.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, all around us with the oxygen, the air.
Right.
And it's more invisible when it gets less dense.
And lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Our eyes are always, have been, you know, our sort of understanding tool.
And ears.
And ears.
Yeah.
And our sensory system, really.
Yeah.
But now we're becoming aware of another type of sensory system.
Yes.
That is, it's with other eyes, our spiritual eyes, right?
Yes. Other sensory. Like you can walk into a room and you know immediately, it's just, oh, I just love this room. It must have been some beautiful things transpiring there ahead of time. Or can walk into a room and immediately feel, this feels like there's been a fight going on here.
Right.
You can almost sense it.
Yeah.
And feel it.
Yeah.
Or if we don't feel it, automatically we start to get in sync with it, and maybe that starts to happen again.
Right.
If it's too intense.
I can feel that sometimes when going into a hospital.
Yeah.
That the energy is very sort of, it's not serene in any way. It's it's more because things are going on with people. People are wounded. Mm-hmm. People are sick. People are feeling frustrated because they're somehow physically sick or in ailment.
Yeah.
So that's,
and then you get in certain parts of the hospital, like if you've gone in there for an operation or something.
Yeah.
Then immediately there's a lot of joy and love around because the practitioners, the nurses and the aides and the doctors, all are there for healing.
Right.
And healing is love, really. Love, it gets right down to it.
True.
Love what they're doing. So you feel that too.
Yeah, all their comfort and their loving care.
Yeah.
And they use their knowledge to sort of love us to healing.
Yeah.
So they do these procedures that are very physical, but they also add a very spiritual element to it.
Yes.
Probably unknowingly.
Maybe they pray too. Maybe they're,
right.
They're in a state of prayer.
Prayer, exactly, like we spoke about last time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's an energy.
That's, we decided that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And I feel like you're asking about what connects it. Some Native American cultures say that they're Spider Woman.
Right.
And she weaves the web of life. Just like you have, if you ever walk into a spider web, you know how sticky it
it's
is.
Sticky.
Uh-huh.
So energies are sticky, right?
I think
so. They can be.
They can be. And how we perceive them or connect into them, we can stick to some energies and not to other energies.
But if we're energetical beings with various stages of energy, subtle or dense, then of course we emit energies.
Yes.
And we exchange energies on all these different levels, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if my energy sort of is sticking to you, for example, mm-hmm. because I feel you have something to teach me and I'm so curious and I'm thinking, oh, that Mary Phyllis, I gotta get to know her, you know, how can I? And I send out this little burst of energy to connect to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That sort of is, in a way, positive, right? But it can also become sort of intrusive.
It can be if you go too deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that once.
Yeah, to connect.
Yeah.
They call them, like, what is the most common word? Energy thieves?
That could be it, yeah.
When people sort of connect
steal.
To you. Yeah, steal, even steal energy.
Uh-huh.
And that must start with a connection, right? That mm-hmm. you want to have what this other person has.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I feel very sad or feel like I'm lacking of energy, mm-hmm. I might be, thinking maybe I can, get it from somewhere. So it could be like an unconscious thing that you just do, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Somebody's walking around and looking happy and then sort of you want that.
Yeah, you want to be around them.
Yes.
To absorb whatever they're exuding.
Exactly.
And if that person is really sensitive to that, at some point they're going to start with withdrawing.
Right. And feel like something's, they're not as happy as anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That goes on all the time, right? In our society.
Yes. And I've heard some people that like to go to a lecture for a certain person because they want to sit up close and just absorb the energy or the atmosphere
right.
that person
has. I've had that feeling. You're really interested in the topic.
Yeah.
You want to, and in the person, you feel that this person has so much knowledge and you just want to absorb it.
Yeah.
So it goes on several levels of energy, right?
Yeah. And I've noticed that when somebody is really absorbing my energy, I start feeling sleepy.
Right.
Like I'm being drained.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I feel like almost I'm getting too nervous, it's like somebody else's energy is coming in too much to me and I'm getting overloaded.
Right. Yeah.
But what is energy?
Yeah, what is that thing that we're emitting or sending out, our sort of energy bursts?
Yeah. Well, as we talked last time, prayer is energy.
Exactly.
And so we pray to God or Allah, however you call that supreme being. That's where our energy really comes from, our replenishment energy comes from. Whether we're asleep and getting it in sleep or whether we're getting it in prayer.
That's recharging,
yes.
Right? So we use energy and then we recharge. And it's the same with those more subtle types of energy also that we need to recharge and fill up again, right?
Yes. And I heard a chiropractor say one time, when you have a dog and it goes outside, it just sort of walks out and then goes outside and after a while it comes bursting through the door and just energy all over the place and wants to jump up on you.
Right.
I said, let it happen. Because that dog is connecting with the planet.
Ah.
Its feet are on the ground and it's getting energy from the ground as well. So let that come on to you and you have that. And people used to walk on the ground in bare feet all the time.
They did, exactly.
We don't do that anymore.
No.
We're so afraid of ticks. We're so afraid of glass. We're whatever.
And it hurts our feet because our feet are so soft now.
Yeah.
So they you know, as a reflexologist, I know that we need to go walk barefoot.
Yes.
On little gravels, you know, or just on grass.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful grounding thing you can do to walk on the morning damp grass.
Oh, yeah.
Barefoot. That's like a really cleansing thing.
It's interesting you mentioned that because I used to do that as a kid and I just loved it.
Yeah.
Particularly if I slept outside all night.
Oh, wow, you did?
Yeah, at times it would.
Yeah, that would be replenishing energy, right? And children are so sensitive to these things.
Mm-hmm.
So you like to sleep outside.
I do.
I'd like to do that sometime.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's really connecting to, because we're part of the Earth's energy. We need the sort of Earth-like energy.
Yeah.
Also.
Mm-hmm.
If we're thinking heavenly energies and earthly energies, we need both.
Mm-hmm. We do. We do.
So can we communicate energetically? I mean, we were speaking about prayers, but people have always talked about telepathy and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, is that an energy communication?
I feel like it is just as much an energy communication as prayer is.
Yeah.
After all, prayer to God is telepathic.
Right.
And the answers come telepathically, whether it is coming through God directly or the angels or however it is coming in.
Right. You know, I can feel sometimes with my husband, Thomas, I can feel, you know, I'm thinking something. It could be just a mundane thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's time to cook lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just say it. It's like, you know, sometimes I really feel that we're aware to each other's sort of just thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, and some people we have more of a connection with than others for some reason.
Yeah, well, our partners, our children, or our parents, or our closest friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems sort of natural.
Yes.
We speak about bonds to people, bonds, right? Do we have bonds with someone?
Yeah, or I feel a connection to this person and not to that person. Yeah.
But does that mean that we have connected energetically and it's always connected? I mean, is that maybe love in a way, when you love your nearest friends and family, that's, mm-hmm. you know, the purest form of connection.
Yeah.
This loving feeling.
Yeah.
And it's not depleting anybody else, right? Love cannot be.
That's right. Unless there are hooks in it.
There can be hooks in that.
Unless there are, meaning is there an ulterior motive to it?
Right.
That if it's just pure love, that's one thing, but it was an ulterior motive.
Yeah, that you want to keep someone.
Yes.
Hold someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Many people do that with their kids. They don't want to let go, right?
Yeah.
It's very sometimes hard to, you know, become an adult because mm-hmm. you have the feeling. You can almost know what your parents are want with you, sort of.
Yeah.
That can be very troubling to let go of your parents. And that's what Jesus said even in the Bible. He said you have to leave your mom and your dad and do your own way.
Yeah.
Go your own path.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So there is wisdom in that too.
Yes.
So communicate energetically, we can do probably in the same type of levels that we have this energy, both mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We should be able to communicate with this
mm-hmm.
energy.
And I can remember when I was just starting on this spiritual growth path, I mean, that I see spirituality as beyond traditional religion.
Exactly.
That a speaker was talking about feelings, and I immediately interpreted it as emotions. And I could feel in emotions. Motion changes. And he says, no, it is higher. And it took me a long time to understand that.
Mm.
And when I started to understand it, I started to realize I didn't really understand that level at all. I didn't get any help from spirit.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I got help from spirit.
Right.
I could see as I looked through my life that I was being guided to the right people, to the right teachers, the right and away from ones that other people went to and got tripped up on.
Yeah.
I just instinctively knew where to go. So I knew I was being guided.
Right.
But I didn't feel it. And when I started getting into it, higher spirituality, then I started to recognize, oh, this is really where it's coming from. And the emotions are just like another form of physical stuff.
Oh, my ears are so big now. I didn't know there is a difference between feelings and emotions.
Yeah. Hmm. It's like a higher level of sensing.
Oh, how interesting.
And I think forms of love are the connecting point to higher feelings, like joy.
Or emotions. What do you call them? The higher what is the energetical? Is it the feelings or the emotions? Or are they, in which way do they differ? Would you say,
I suspect,
sort of generally speaking?
I suspect feeling is a connection between the emotions and the higher.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is said in Hawaiian shamanism that emotions are coming from more the body and the subconscious.
Okay, so that's connected to our body and our psychological being.
Yes,
emotions.
Whereas feelings are more connected to the mind and to the spirit.
Ah.
Joy, sense of truth, sense of, I can't think of any other words right now.
It's like a holy, to feel what's holy in life.
Yes.
This holy feeling of,
yes,
joy, and to be, feel as you're part of everything.
Yes. Yeah.
And even when you're praying and you feel this connection. That's the feeling.
Yeah.
So it comes really from outside, right? You sense something sort of coming or outside of your body is a feeling.
Or it's an intuitive awareness.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's a good word.
So maybe feelings bridges all of those areas.
Yeah.
Feelings, emotions, feeling body, feeling, well, it's feel your body, feel the skin.
Right.
And then feeling the spirit aspect of it. So maybe that through the feelings we can start to expand on all levels, different levels.
Right. It's not directly connected with just one part of our being.
Right.
It sort of encompasses all of it.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Oh, how mind-bending.
Yeah.
It's fun. Wow. So what about if we are connected with someone and we feel we're getting tired, as you said before, you know, and depleted, how can we disconnect from somebody else who sort of wants to connect with us and does it sort of unwittingly and unconsciously, just connects with us and we feel that we'd get depleted and we want to? Can we sort of pray ourselves out of that?
We can.
Right.
Or we can. I sometimes think of it like that, the Native American, the web of life,
right.
Spider Woman in the web of life. I think if I want to pull my part of the web back into me and separate. I don't try to battle that person because that only gets into problems.
That would be the first sort of responding to sort of battle it. Go away, go away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I don't want to do that because that person may not know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's better to sort of just retract, or what is it called, to take a step backwards and sort of reconnect myself with what gives me a recharge of energy.
Yes.
To fill up again.
Yes. And as I pull my web into me.
Right, that's what you said.
I can aim it up through my body, up to higher spirit.
Right. Now you're lifting your hands as if in yoga.
Yeah.
You know?
That's interesting. Yes.
And then you sort of go down with your hands over your being. That's maybe when we practice yoga, we sort of use our web
of energy. That's interesting.
And cleanse and recharge. And because that's how you feel after yoga. Most people feel very refreshed and sort of clean, and you're flexible in your body and flexible in your mind. And that's very interesting. How fun. Oh, we have really found a lot of things. So I was thinking of one thing, you know, the other day, which actually might take us into our next topic, mm-hmm. is that birds are messengers
yeah.
of energies. Like sometimes when you sit outside and you're really into something, whether you're sad or you're happy, birds come flying, you know.
Yeah, or you hear a song.
Right.
Birds. Yeah.
Suddenly you hear the birds yeah. singing.
Yeah.
Is that, do birds have a special, I really love birds. Do they have yeah. a special sort of connection to us people?
Well, I suspect
energetically.
So. I suspect so.
They are like little angels yes. in a way.
Uh huh. Yes, yes, with exactly. the wings and the energy of wings.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So, until next time.
It's nice talking with you today.
Same to you, Mary Phyllis.
Ponderings over tea with Mary Phyllis
and Annelie.